Vietnam.
Everybody.
Welcome to Thump Local.
Welcome. Welcome.
On radio.
Welcome aboard on this Sunday evening, October 21st. We are Thump Local. We are untangling the web of digital marketing and offering you other valuable business insights.
And we are picking out our Halloween costumes in the next couple days.
We are, and High Bar Guy certainly is. We know that.
Guy's a gem.
So I am lucky enough, as usual, to be joined in studio by RH Factor Rich Healy.
Rich Healy.
What's happening?
And Ronald Wilpon.
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Who has a brand new chair. I wanted to... It's really... He looks so comfortable in his new chair, and I just wanted to congratulate him on that. So, great job, Ron.
You know, I had no idea. I went to get a cup of coffee. I come back, and I get the beaten chair.
Hey, you know, Ron had his eye on that chair since last week. He's been.
Remember when you were a kid and you played musical chairs?
Age before beauty.
There you go. So we have a lot of stuff to get to tonight. We wanted to get into some cool Facebook Messenger stuff. We wanted to get into reviews. We have, I think, some horror stories, digital marketing horror stories we wanted to dive into. So what should we get into first? Should we get into the Messenger ads and the AI that we've been doing that's kind of, I would say, maybe a little more cutting edge or advanced?
Let's do it. Before, what do you guys take for like
indigestion?
For like Ajit, I feel like I just got like a bullet in the chest. It's like, ma, don't me.
I did hear a bang.
Oof. Crash, what do you think? Any suggestions? A little Zantac maybe? Something? Who knows? Pepsi AC? I don't know.
Do we have a new sponsor?
Oof, I got some Quaaludes in my bag.
Oof. All right, I'm good.
That way,
right? I'm gonna battle through.
Are you sure you want to talk about these Messenger ads? It seems to be having an effect on you.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I'm good. I just, wow.
Emotional.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the cool thing is there's all different ways to interact with people these days. Obviously, there's the traditional phone call. There's a contact form. There's text messaging. There's little chat features that come up on your website. But a really effective way to reach out to your potential audience, a way that you know is most likely, you know, close to 100%, not 100%, but close to it, that's actually going to get opened and looked at and read is through Facebook Messenger.
Well, messaging, text, it's text,
texting
or Facebook
too.
Messaging and the other, I mean, I use Facebook, but messaging systems that are out there, text.
But think about how many Facebook Messenger messages you get as opposed to texts. Well, I don't know how – I mean, you guys are really popular.
Well, I don't get a lot.
Right.
Because I'm an old guy.
I don't get a ton either.
But the youngins, that's how they're doing a lot of their communications. And you see now, even with – I don't have that many, but you can imagine I get ads now on my Messenger, on my, you know, that instant messenger thing. And through text, you're getting, you know, ads as well. I said, you know. What's happening, like in retail, and what's changing is, and I saw this at an Adweek conference that my son-in-law hosted, this specific topic, which was creating relationships with retail establishments and consumers out there and using that platform, messaging, as a way to get a one-on-one relationship with a customer and actually be able to shop and buy online through messaging and having the one-on-one relationship. It is where companies are headed towards. Well, you're not going to even end up on their website for purchasing. You're going to end up through instant messaging and through texting, whatever, purchasing. And he had mentioned the site. If people go online to Sephora, women can go online to Sephora through messaging and actually try on the makeup before they even buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So the technologies are that you can go there. And one of the biggest expenses with e-commerce companies
is returns.
So they're looking at the technologies you're able to use to see what that jacket or that shirt or those pants look like on you. So when you buy them, it will alleviate a certain percentage of returns, which adds tremendously to the bottom line. It's just the new way that what people are looking for. Now, the big companies are already focused on this, but it's even easier for smaller companies to do a one-to-one texting program with consumers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is kind of the way we're going.
And I don't know that we're like really high up there, and I don't know if people that are driving down the street right now are even understanding what we're talking about. But we're talking about having a conversation with the consumer automatically through text messaging.
So what you're saying is that most of us that have Facebook, I guess, automatically also makes you have this Messenger app on your phone, on your mobile device. So
if you want to use Messenger, yeah.
Right. So it's like almost like if you got one, you get the other one. It's like a two-for-one deal. So you have this Messenger app, and then based on the way – correct me if I'm wrong – is based on the way that you send your potential customer a question, it will kind of lead them down a decision tree, and they will be, you know, I guess prompted into the next question until they kind of get them almost to like a sale.
Yeah, if you're out there and you're like a small business and you know that you could get a direct connection to your potential client by using Facebook Messenger, but then you start to worry that, oh, you know what, then what do I have to have somebody there messaging with them, interacting back and forth with them?
They have that all? Absolutely, that also.
The answer is you can set that up, or we can do it for you. We do it for some of our clients with artificial intelligence, which is basically pre-programmed questions and answers to those people that you set up through use of these chatbots. And you'll engage with somebody through Messenger, asking them a question. They'll have one of two answers or a few answers, depending on what they say. They'll get another either question or answer. And we actually take the time and we program those responses and that whole conversation, really, so that they get the information that they need. And hopefully the funnel leads them to reaching out to you to fill out a contact form, setting up a consultation, you know, whatever it is that you're looking to achieve. But yeah, we can manage the whole, you know, Messenger ad campaign, and then the chatbot. Essentially, I mean, if you think about it, it's like you're having another employee round the clock that's going to be able to interact with your potential audience in the way that we program it to. And it's pretty cool stuff.
I think one day maybe I'm going to invite Eric to maybe call in because he's out in San Francisco, and he deals with it on a much higher level because he's running a whole new brand for The Gap. But there's a lot of ways that this technology works really, really well for smaller and medium and smaller businesses.
Yeah, you know, we'd love to hear from him. And you know, a lot of times it does happen that way, that some of the bigger companies are utilizing all the different technologies that are out there, and we try to grab it as early as we can. And if we can put it to good use and good value to our clients, then we're going to do that. So yeah, but it's always good to talk to them and see what.
Well, you know what the open rate is on emails? I thought it was something.
It's
like,
not extremely high.
It's in the single digits, right? 2%, 3%. And, you know, you have to send out a million emails to get some kind of activity. The open rate on messaging, I believe, is somewhere around 90%.
Yeah, it's very high. So I guess one of the things that we like to, you know, try to impress upon our not only listeners who listen to the show, but our clients is that, you know, the old legacy type companies are not in the same mindset that we are, where we're using right now artificial intelligence to kind of help you along the process to generate more customers, clients for your business, where, you know, the large companies just don't have the nimbleness. Is that a word?
Oh, no, but they're going. They're headed straight there.
Well,
right
when
now.
I'm talking about, like, big companies, I'm talking about the big old phone book companies that are still trying to do advertising. So I'm not talking about, like, you know, like The Gap and, you know, like, I'm sure you're your local pharmacy will probably be doing a lot of this stuff soon, and there's so many different ways that I
can
think
of. Well, they're already doing it. If you like, it's interesting. So, I call my pharmacist. When you call them, it's the same kind of thing. When you call them, if you want a prescription, hit this. If you're renewing one, hit this.
Right.
It's the same thing, but now it's
a decision tree through the phone. But now they're doing a decision tree. decision tree. The decision tree, artificial intelligence, through messaging, via text messaging, or something like that.
Oh, my God. I want to apologize to our listening audience out there. That was Ron giving you a kiss. Nimbleness.
That is the word.
The quality of being nimble.
Quality of being nimble. So we are nimble.
Good job, sir.
Listen, I passed my SATs. Did it pretty well.
There you
Could
go.
Be thimble.
So yes, if you're interested in anything in the world of Facebook or Messenger or chatbots or anything really digital marketing related, give us a call. We are Thump Local. You can call us at 516-796-0009, or you can just go to our Google My Business page. You can reach out to us there. You can email us, radio@thumplocal.com. And I think we have a lot of stuff to get to, but maybe we should take a quick break. Yes?
I need a break.
Okay. You've been working hard.
I think I had like a bullet wound on my chest or something like that.
Oh, you definitely need a break then.
My
we'll
God.
Be right back.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work, instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's T-H-U-M-P Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio.
And we just wanted to mention our friends over at High Boss Shirt, located in Newark, New Jersey. High Boss Shirt Company is one of the oldest shirt manufacturers in America. Listen, the RH Factor wears their shirts, so hey, with their dedication to quality, craftsmanship, and detail, your shopping experience will be easy, fun, and affordable. Go to highbossshirt.com today and customize your shirt. All Platinum Pest Control has been serving New York and New Jersey residential and commercial clients happily for over 20 years. Now, their uniformed technicians are highly trained and are fully licensed and insured. With prompt, reliable, and personal service, they become New York's premier pest control service. Now, with a customer service guarantee, you can't go wrong. We won't rest until we get rid of your pest. Don't wait. Call now. 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. That's 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, welcome back to the Thump Local program here tonight. I just was on Instagram and I just saw a cool quote from it was Paul's posted on the Simon & Schuster Instagram. And it says, the only thing that you absolutely have to know is the location of the library, from Albert Einstein. So that's a pretty cool quote. And I was thinking recently, too, is like, it's pretty cool that we have basically every resource and every, if you want to say library and book and encyclopedia and everything is just, it's like in our pocket now with these phones. And it's just... I was just talking to my family recently, and we were just remembering when I was a kid, and we were trying to think of something, or we were talking about a topic at our table, and my dad would tell us to go to the encyclopedias in the back room.
World Book.
The World Books, and find the right edition, and we would usually go get them, and then he would, comb through it on the table, and we would all kind of look over and check out the answers. Maybe we didn't get the right book. We had to go get another one. And it's just amazing now. It's like all that information is just right there at your fingertips instantly.
I want facts, and I want the facts.
Is that Fredo?
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Fredo. I miss him. I don't know why he was like shot like that. So inhumane. I'm sorry. You were saying?
So, yeah, I was actually going off on a tangent, so
I
appreciate you pulling me back in there.
Okay.
But I don't know if we actually talked a lot about High Bar Shirt, but we always should. And High Bar Guy is in studio here tonight, and he's doing his thing. And if you haven't checked out highbarshirt.com and you are somebody who likes to wear dress shirts and you're a man that wants your shirt to just fit just right and feel great, and you want it to be maybe made in the USA, and you want it at the right price – You got to go to highbarshirt.com, and I have a promo code for you. It's HBTH15, HBTH15. Enter that in when you're checking out, and you're going to get 15% off. So highbarshirt.com.
Now that it's now's the time, because the seasons are changing.
Oh, you
you're ready. You're probably taking your summer clothes and sticking them in the attic, and you're going to look in your closet and say, what the hell am I going to wear now? Go to High Bar Shirt.
Get those fall and winter shirts. Yep.
They got a bunch of new styles.
Got the holidays coming up. Don't you want to look good?
Come on. Get your get a few shirts. Treat yourself.
You got some holiday parties to go to.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you want to go in that same old
look like a gentleman
shirt?
No.
That's all
I wouldn't.
Crinkled up.
That's why I wear High Bar Shirts.
Absolutely. So, also, if you've been in an accident and or injured, you want to check out Weinstein, Chase, Messinger & Peters, WCMPlaw.com. You can call them 718-304-0550. You're going to speak to an attorney there. They're going to take the time. They're going to find out if you actually have a case. Bless you, Crash. And they're going to let you know what the deal is. And you know you're going to be in good
hands. Did
he just fart? No, it was a sneeze.
That was a sneeze.
It could have been a cough fart.
By Crash.
You know what a cough fart is? It's a cough and a fart at the same time.
But thank you for saying fart as I'm talking about one of our great and favorite clients.
Flatulence.
I'm sorry. What were you saying about the lawyer?
Did you ever talk about lawyers and flatulence? I can't believe that this came up in the Supreme Court here.
Now that we have your undivided attention, if you want to deal with a firm that has over $500 million in recoveries for their clients, check out Weinstein, Chase, Messinger & Peters, WCMPlaw.com, or call 718-304-0550. Yes, do that. Okay. I think we should get into horror stories, digital marketing horror stories. There's so many of them. Let's do it. Welcome to Digital Marketing Horror Stories. The people are real. The stories are real. The names have been changed to protect Ron Wilpon, mostly.
So, the innocent.
Yes, the innocent. Exactly. Same thing. So, yeah, did you guys want to start with a story or shall I start?
Yeah, you might as well start.
We have a very recent situation where we built a client a new website, but their domain is being hosted and quote-unquote managed by a third party. And a lot of times, I'll be honest, this isn't an issue. That third party is pretty responsive and receptive and helpful. But we run into it pretty often, too, that they just they kind of throw a wrench into the works. And they don't want to help you out. They don't want to give control, in their mind, maybe to another digital marketing company. And we've had this site built and ready to go, but because the third party involved wouldn't give us access to just – point a record, one of the DNS records, to the files on our server. The client basically has been without their new website for at least 3 weeks, maybe close to 4 weeks, and we finally are getting it resolved and the site is going up. But sometimes you give control over your whether it's your domain or your hosting service or the management of your site or your listings to the wrong outfit out there, and it comes back to bite you, and we've seen it time and time again. Before you go with any digital marketing company or provider out there, try to get some referrals from them. Try to get some people that you can reach out to if they don't have a lot of reviews online. First thing you probably want to do is check the reviews, see what other people are saying about them. But we've seen this stuff happen too many times, and we work hard to resolve it, and we usually do. But it can make your life difficult. So
it definitely gets complicated.
Any recent horror stories from your travels, gentlemen?
Well, before I get into that, Rich is going to bring one up. I just noticed that we're not doing the buzzer thing, and you guys are just saying your nose all over the place.
Yeah, Lexi's
so
not here to stop
about
us.
I'm talking about farting and flatulence and stuff like that, but you guys, you know. You know what I mean?
I know.
Okay.
What? That was pretty good. What, the fart and flatulence? Well,
Oh, boy.
So anyway.
We need to get this thing on video.
We do have another horror story.
Not just radio. It's got to be video, too.
We had a company who had a Google My Business page that was built and claimed by this other company and basically held the guy hostage to have him release it, which is very different than what we do, where we kind of we actually give you guys the ownership, the control of all of this stuff, and we manage it for you, which is the way it's supposed to be. You don't let anybody go ahead and control and own your own Google My Business page, which is your most important listing on the internet.
And so, if they don't give up that ownership sometimes, that's it. Well, you got to start over.
A lot of people don't know. So then our office will go ahead and claim ownership, and then it takes a while to – because they have to – Google then contacts the email of record that's supposedly the owner, and hopefully those people are still in business, and then you have to wait a certain amount of time if they don't get back in touch with you to go through this whole process.
It's a process.
And you are aware – I was going to say you know. You're aware – we're aware that there are so many business owners – that have no idea who controls a lot of this stuff. I know Andrew wants to agree
with me.
You want to agree with me, right?
So the other day I was with a client and we went on his Yelp page. And this guy does tree service. And you know what images were on this guy's Yelp page?
In that context, do you know is the proper way to – you have to say that.
No, I know.
Do you know?
Yeah. I was going to say – you said what pictures were there?
What images of this tree service company do you think were...
It was a guy floating...
Were downloaded on his Yelp page.
He was floating in his pool with a little rubber ducky?
Close. It was pictures of sushi and a receipt from a Chinese restaurant. And I brought this to this guy's attention. He's like, how did this get there? And I said, I don't know. You know, and what happens is...
You never know where you're going to find in a tree.
You know, the amazing thing is with these listings is that if you're not looking at what these listings are showing, it could be corrupted. You could actually have a company that you hire to manage your listings, and something that we do really well at Thump Local is manage all your listings. But the companies that you hire or the listings that you have may be completely irrelevant or inaccurate. And so these are horror stories that are right under your nose, and you could be paying a company to be managing this for you. And, you know, you call Thump Local, and what we'll do is we'll actually do an audit, make sure all your listings are concise, accurate, synced up, and updated.
I would love to know the backstory behind the sushi and the Chinese food receipts on a tree service.
The guy was blown away.
He was thumped.
He was thumped. He's like, how did this get there?
He was thumped. Nice job.
And the tree nice guy also, crash. The tree guy also had a Google My Business listing with some wacky address with a phantom phone number. So these things pop up all the time, and you're not monitoring this stuff, but we know that this stuff happens all the time on the back end. That's why Google is updating their security. I think we spoke about this a few weeks ago. They're strongly recommending that every website has an SSL certificate, which basically authenticates the fact that you have a verified website, that it meets specific criteria on Google search engines. And if you don't have this, it's going to say not secure. Now, how many business owners, how many listeners out there actually know that this is even a requirement? I will tell you right now, if you are trying to get business online and you have that not secure site, there's going to be a lot of people that are not going to click onto your website and you're going to lose business. And these are all things that are happening in real time right now with your listings, with your website. And if you want a company that's obviously on their game, that's on top of this stuff, that, you know, their one goal is to make you look good online, and the byproduct of that is getting business and phone calls and lookups, give us a call at Thump Local.
You want to give them the number, or you just want to let them fend for themselves?
What's the number? You know, I forget sometimes.
It is 516-796-0009.
If you're on social media out there, I think you owe it to yourself and probably to your country to follow at @highbarguy. You want to check him out, please, on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. Did you guys see that the premiere of High Bar hit Facebook?
Yes, that was fantastic.
High Bar Shirt Co. on Facebook. You can check out the High Bar video. That was an entry for the contest. I think it was particularly good just because the actors in the High Bar video were just, I mean, good-looking people. What can I say? What do you think, Ron?
That second guy?
Yeah.
He was killer.
My God.
Killer.
Yeah, it's star-studded, dare I say, and it's really, really great, and it's getting some traction out there. So please check that out. Check out our videos from our video contest that came out really cool on our Facebook page, Thump Local LLC. And make sure you follow us around. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, all that stuff. If you haven't yet followed the RH Factor, well, I mean, just get out from under the rock. You're living under.
Who isn't following the RH Factor at this point? But yes, follow the RH Factor. And just think about it. Think about, for those business owners that are out there listening, have you been contacted by your digital marketing representative? And are they now talking about artificial intelligence with you and Messenger and you know, means of communicating with your customers with that platform? So if they haven't, then you probably need to reach out to us, and we could help you out with that.
And I do want to just add something. We don't have time this week, but maybe next week. We really need to start to speak a lot more about how impactful and powerful videos are.
Are we having the post-show meeting on air?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, that's what it's all about is
it's like the Howard Stern show after show.
Yeah, this is a, you know, kind of a follow-up for next week and the week after. It's really about videos and conversions and great content and things that are going to improve your online business and get you more lookups.
Yeah, we have a few great videos that are about to debut.
Yep.
That I know Andrew and Rich and Ron were very much intimately involved with. So
Intimately.
Very excited about this one. All right. I don't want to give it away, but, you know, we got a drone going through a lumber yard.
Yeah, stay tuned to next week.
Stay tuned. It's going to look awesome when it comes out.
Can't wait. Please, if you have a chance, go check out Thump Local on Google and everywhere else. Highbarshirt.com for your men's dress shirts. WCMPlaw.com for your injuries or accidents. Have a great night, everybody.
Later. Good night.